Have you ever been at a concert and you were so excited to be there, but you know you didn't have enough money to be at the front? You were somewhere in the back because it's all the money that you can scrape by. Let's say your tickets cost $20 or $40 or $60 or however much you paid, but you didn't have the $200, $300, $400, $500 that you needed to be in the very front. So I remember a friend of mine invited me to a U2 concert about maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and I was just excited to be there, and we had great seats, but they were somewhere in the back. And I thought to myself, what if I could see through the eyes of the people in the front row? What if I could be right there and experience seeing Bono and the other members of U2 and be right there up at the front? Wouldn't that be amazing to kind of have that experience, even though I didn't have the money? Well, you know, spiritually, we can do that. In this life that we have, and we're trying to see Jesus, we're trying to see God, we're somewhere in the back. It's all that we can afford. Because of our efforts, because of our humility, we're just small people. But we want to be at the front. We want to be in the front row to see Jesus up front, to experience Him as He really was, to see things of Him that maybe no one else can see. And this is what the Blessed Mother does. The Blessed Mother and her Immaculate Heart are up at the front, front row, front and center. She saw things about Jesus. She experienced things about Jesus. She knew things about Jesus that no one else knew or no one else will ever know. And she wants us to experience it through her eyes, through her heart. My friends, in this video, we explore this beautiful idea even more, where the Blessed Mother takes us from the back up to the front to see Jesus firsthand. As I like to begin every video, I ask that you join me with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Allow me to praise you, O Sacred Virgin. Give me strength against your enemies. St. Maximilian Kolbe, pray for us. St. John Eudes, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. As we continue with each and every chapter of this book, The Admirable Heart of Mary, we need to ask these questions. Why are we even continuing with this? Why are we getting so in-depth and, so to speak, so obsessed with the Blessed Mother? Well, before I even continue, for all you that who've never come to my channel, who've never seen my videos, I want to welcome you here. Thank you for being here. Thank you for watching these videos. This is Uniquely Mary, a channel where we focus on everything Blessed Mother, and we learn about her through the writings of the saints, the teachings of the church, through apparitions, and also through our own experiences, so that we can get to know this wonderful woman, know why she's important in our life, and go deeper, not just on the surface, but explore her more deeply. So for several videos now, we've been exploring this book, The Admirable Heart of Mary, by St. John Eudes, who was probably the saint that focused on the Immaculate Heart of Mary first and really brought that out to the universal church. And now it's just become sort of common and we take it for granted. But he was really the one main figure who began all this. So he's been showing us different images that God the Father has been placing out in creation to help us understand something of the Blessed Mother. So returning to the statement that I was saying earlier, why is he so obsessed with Mary? Why is she so important? And I give a little bit of a hint in the introduction that the truth is, if we're really honest with ourselves about God, and if we're really honest with ourselves about Jesus, we are in the back. We're in the back row. It's all that we can afford. It's all that our faith, as far as our faith can take us. And in the Christian life, despite the fact that we're in the back, we can benefit and share in the people that are up in the front. Because different than here on earth, where those up in the front don't want to have anything to do with us, in the spiritual world, those up in the front want to share with us what they have received. And this is exactly why the Blessed Mother is so important to St. John Newts, because he knew that her heart was the closest heart to Jesus possible. She was the closest human to Jesus Christ, and that she wants us to feel what she felt, to love Jesus with her heart, not just our own, to see him through her eyes. Can you possibly imagine what that might be like? By the way, the only thing and the only way for that to happen is through our prayer. I especially recommend for you to pray the rosary. And as you're praying the rosary, that you ask the Blessed Mother to show you and to allow you to experience what she felt in her heart when she was in that close relationship with Jesus Christ. So in this chapter, St. John Newts takes this one particular image of the center of the earth. It's kind of a particular image, and sort of what he's trying to say is, what's at the center? What is the most important part of the earth, or so to speak, the heart of the earth? This is what he says. Mary is the center of the earth in which our salvation was wrought. She is also the center of the renewed world, the Christian world, the world of the new man, the world of divine love and of holy charity. He goes on to give different reasons why he wants to show this as an image of the Blessed Mother. And something of maybe taking a different angle, maybe explaining my own understanding of what it means for Mary to be the center of the earth. You know, in creation, we see images of things. We see in the physical world an image of the spiritual world. And we see also in the created world images of even of human beings. So, for instance, when Adam and Eve were created, Eve was like the earth. You know, we talk about Mother Earth. And so in this way, what God created in the earth, Eve somehow mirrored. Maybe a different way that you could say this is, Eve was the face of the earth, the living face of the earth. And just as life is drawn from the earth, life is drawn from each and every woman, and Eve being the first woman and mother. This image of the earth kind of being sort of female and women being a human reflection of the earth, we can have it most true with the Blessed Mother. That the Blessed Mother, and in a special way her heart, because it's at the center of who she is, that her heart is in this way the center of the earth. Because if Eve was this old earth that through sin was led away from God, Mary is this new and renewed creation, this new heaven and this new earth. Not just this physical place, but when the scriptures talk about the new heaven and the new earth, they're referring also to the person of the Blessed Mother. And just as her heart is at the center of who she is, her heart is at the center of the whole of the earth, the place from which all life is drawn. And all of us that are saved in Jesus Christ, all of us that have faith in Jesus Christ, draw our life from her. In this way, he can say that Mary is the center of the earth. And so what is the invitation here? For us to allow the Blessed Mother and her Immaculate Heart to be at the center of our lives so that she can transform us into herself. And feeling with Mary, thinking as she does, we can love Jesus as she did. That's what it means to be Christian, to love Jesus, to follow him. But don't you want to love Jesus and follow him better than you can? better than you're able to? How can we do that unless we become another person? We could only follow and love Jesus as much as we're able to, unless someone shares with us their ability to love and follow Jesus. This is what the Blessed Mother wants to do. She wants to make you holy by sharing with you her holiness. My friends, I invite you to take these words and reflect on them, to take these words and allow yourself to be transformed. Allow the Blessed Mother, give her permission to share herself with you. Give her permission to replace your heart with hers through your prayer, by asking her humbly to give you this experience, so that as much as she loved Jesus, you can come to love him as well. God bless you. Have a beautiful day, and I'll see you in our next video.